The Book of Ruth, Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem Yehuda went to travel in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem Yehuda. And they came to the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that Yahweh had visited his people in giving them bread. And for this reason she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Yehuda. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each to her mother's house. Yahweh deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. Yahweh grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband." And then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept, and they said to her, "Surely we will return with you to your people." And Naomi said, "Turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should bear sons also, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sakes that the hand of Yahweh has gone out against me." And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her Elohim. Return you after your sister-in-law." And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you, for wherever you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your Elohim my Elohim. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. Yahweh, do so to me, and more also, if anything but death part you and I." When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left off from speaking to her. And so they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, "Is this Naomi?" And she said to them, "Call me not Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and Yahweh has brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing Yahweh has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?" And so Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. End of chapter 1.